Francois drives us around and all our caravan and holds our hand and makes sure that we don't go into the wrong place. And,
cool.
So he does that. But he's also quite involved in evangelism as well. So he's a great witness for Christ in Senegal as well. So it's fun to hear all his testimonies of God's grace and mercy in Senegal. So he has a connection in St. Louis with friends, and he comes for the summer. So we dragged him up here for a week with the train and hung out with him for a week. So it's been fun. He is pretty good in English. He loves to talk to you, but just slow down. Don't talk too fast. But please feel free to talk to him and just slow down when you talk to him. But,
yeah. Oh, very nice. Well,
thankful to have
him here. Yeah, welcome. Good to have you. Good to have you. Well, let's bow in a word of prayer and we'll get started here. Father God, we thank you so much for Sunday and that we are able to gather together as believers in your house and worship you and study your word. We thank you for the opportunity to worship you through music, through the written word, through the message, and through the fellowship now, not only church, but us, especially in this classroom, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your forgiveness of our sins and the grace and mercy you provide so freely. We love you. Thank you for loving us. Amen. Well, I got the opportunity to share a few stories of my trip to New York last week, and I thought it would be good because we have three in this class that went to Ecuador. So I asked Kyle and Diane and Clint if they would just be willing to share a couple minutes of their experience and their trip in Ecuador. So Kyle, Diane, Glenn, whoever wants to start, please feel free.
Oh.
I don't know, Kyle. We should probably pass this around. I would think.
Yeah, if you're gonna record it.
Yeah, I think we better. Yeah, he's.
I don't have to wear it, do I?
No, you don't have to wear it. Just hold it.
Just hold it.
Hold it close. I'm.
All right.
I don't know how far, Kyle.
Does it?
Okay. So.
Okay.
Please.
Well, start off. It was definitely a blessing to be able to go to Ecuador, but I want to start off with a scripture that. It just stuck in my heart. I want to make sure I remember it word for word, that something that I got to witness God doing on our trip that we got to go to Ecuador on. And it's in Ephesians, and it's 4:4-7. It says, there is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. The one thing that I really witnessed there that time, because I've been on two mission trips. The first one that I went on was a blessing too. But this time what I seen was I seen more unity in the body of the members from church here when we went. We all went with different gifts of things we could do for people to be the Lord's light. And each one of us respected each other's gifts that we could do, and we went and done our own, what we were supposed to do, what the Lord called us to do. We had Kyle, that was our dentist. He took care of people's teeth and fixed children's teeth. Diane was a doctor that took care of medical needs. Me and Alan were blessed to go and actually give light to people in their homes that did not have lights that worked. So just different gifts, and then there was each one on the team had different gifts of the way they could. We had some that could teach kids English. They were working with some of the children on English. That was the younger ones. So it was really totally a blessing to see that and to see the unity, because that's what Christ really wants for us. He doesn't want division. I know the Lord came here and knew he was going to cause division because people just didn't want to understand what he was trying to do. But his whole key point was unity. He wants us to all be united as one body of Christ, to live like him and to be like him, to prepare ourselves for the day we will come to see him face to face, and we will live in his presence for eternity, forever, and we will praise him every day with no division whatsoever will there be there. And the other thing that's sticking on my heart on that is there will be no more division, but also no more sin when that day comes, that we will go to his kingdom. Not the kingdom of this earth that we live on, that we think is so glorious. We get so trapped in the worldly values here sometimes. Even me, we can all, it can happen to any of us, but the day will come that we won't have to worry about that anymore. And that's what we should focus on each day, is just understanding that time will come for each and every one of us. So that was really the first blessing. But the other blessing for me that I got to witness myself was not having fear. Pastor Kevin's talked about this. We've talked about God did not give us fear. Love does not bring fear. I was able to walk the streets in Ecuador and wave to people, even shake a hand here or there if the opportunity presented itself. I didn't know them. They were not people I know, but it doesn't matter. They're a different ethnicity, different culture, but it doesn't matter. They are all still, each one of them are created by God, every one of them. So when he tells us to love even our enemies, love our neighbors, you know, God's very, very adamant about that. And so that was another blessing. And to see the reciprocation that we got back, like when me and Alan worked on houses, they were very appreciative, very nice, very humble, I guess I will use the word. And it was just very touching to my heart to see that. Because when you live in the world that is corrupt like we do, you don't get to see that every day. So I just, that's my main story there, is just seeing that and thinking you can go there to bless, but then to see the Lord works everywhere. So that's.
Thanks.
Diane, you want to say something?
We were just blessed to be part of what the Lord had for our Newcastle team, and it's exciting as we grow in understanding that we're not representing America's wealth or our church's financial resources when we go to Ecuador, but realizing and seeing more and more the Lord is sending our spiritual blessings to overflow in Ecuador. And so it was a joy in so many ways to encourage the body of Christ in this very poor, violent community in Kinindé. The workers in the ministry there that come and share their children and women that they're evangelizing with our team so that we can be part of what the Lord is doing in their lives is such a privilege. And seeing the ladies that work day in and day out with the children of prostitutes and drug dealers and violent abusers is just amazing. The things that we hear one case of and are grieved for weeks because of the hope that lies within them, they don't get burned out or give up because they know that that can be redeemed for God's glory and be opportunities for them to present the gospel. And so it was really neat. They did a program at the end where a lot of the children who had come for treatment that week participated and quoted Bible verses, and they had invited the parents, and seeing how treating the least of these is part of a ministry to an entire community was super exciting for us. And then the joy of the continuity of going regularly here is that we see how the Lord's working. And so our team was able to be part of an outreach to an indigenous people village that we traveled 3 hours by canoe to go to their village. And 2 years ago when we went, I had perhaps 15 patients the whole day, which was really sad because this is a village where people are starving, are very ill, but they preferred their witch doctor and were afraid of the spirits if they came for treatment. And this year I had 35 patients, and they allowed our team to set up our gospel film in the evening. Last time we were not in the middle of the village, and this time they were very hospitable, let us come into the middle of the village, and there were so many people watching the film where the gospel was presented during the film. And at the end, when there was a salvation prayer, we heard murmurs behind us all in the darkness of all these people repeating the prayer, and so just such a joy for Newcastle to be part of taking the gospel in and seeing how serving and caring enough to go was a vehicle for the gospel. So Newcastle has eternal rewards for us being able to go, and of course we are eternally encouraged, so we're super, super thankful.
Yeah, so just to continue with what Diane was saying, the indigenous village, they're called, their nickname is Chachi Village, the Chachis, but they are, I was struck much by, you know, the phrase, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And that is a village that was so hostile to the gospel, so close to it. And this is the fourth time we went there, and they're actually starting to listen to it. We felt for the first time. I don't know how many conversions there were, but they're actually starting to open to that. And Dr. Jenny, the doctor who we work down there, is trying so hard and just prayerfully seeking God to get somebody to go to that village. The day we left that village, there's 5 Chachi villages in that area. We just went into one. The next Chachi village away from there, the day we left that village, 20 Mormon missionaries went into the one next to it. So that's something that we need to prayerfully consider and seek wisdom and guidance and God's mercy on for these people.
Thank you for sharing.
But as I said this, we have one more person in this room that did some sharing a week or a couple weeks ago at the tabernacle meeting. And Brother B, you have to share something, please.
Well, I'm going to ask you one quick. Did you see Amanda?
Yes.
Huh?
She translated for us.
Oh, good. Uh-huh, great. Yeah, we were, I was over at the Tabernacle over by Zion Oaks. I don't know if you know where that is, but it's over, go far out as you can on Jefferson and Morton, and go out about 3 miles, take a jog, and you're right there. It's out in the woods. And the revival meeting's been going on for 168 years, 10 years before Abraham Lincoln. I taught the word in the morning, and we taught on the second coming. Oh, boy, that was a blessing. And then we had the signs of the second coming. Jesus is coming again. Amen? Yeah, we want to be ready. And then at night we had some Methodist